It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. And here we are at the show. Hi, everybody. It's Summer McStravick. Welcome. This is Flow Dreaming, and it is your little oasis of time, especially if you're listening as a podcast to this when you're driving to work or exercising or doing whatever it is that otherwise you're trying to fill your time with. It's your oasis where we get to think about who we are, where we're going, what's important to us, what's working, what's not working in our life, where we call into question big ideas, right? Big stuff. And we come up with our own answers. And I provide context. I provide tools. I provide perspective. You know, increasingly what I provide is what I call the reframe. Right? Something I've become so much more interested in the last couple of years, which is the shift in your mind, the mindset shift that occurs when you move out of one old way of thinking and feeling and into a new way of thinking and feeling. And for me, this has come about because, you know, over time I used to teach manifesting, just straight up hardcore manifesting. Until it caught up with me one day that I could teach manifesting to the world, but it was our own inner limitations that would allow some people to charge forward and just recreate their life, like tearing a stage down after a play and rebuilding a whole new scene. Some people would do this, and others would just stand there in the middle of the stage with the tools in their hand and not make any changes. Just keep looking around saying, why does it keep being the same? So this is where manifesting gradually evolved, right? Flow dreaming evolved. Flow dreaming, by the way, for those of you who are listening for the first time, is a technique, a method, a means for manifesting. It's also a way of looking at our world, looking at life that understands that we're all intensely interconnected. We're awash in a field flow of energy, flow of information, everything, every molecule. Look around, open your eyes, look, everything you see contains information, molecular, atomic, subatomic, quantum. It's all just information. It's constantly being assembled in certain ways. Who's doing the assembling? Is it random? Or are there forces that interact with the assembly? You don't even have to believe in God, which makes me, you know, reminds me. Mostly we say, well, God does the assembly. Not everybody who does flow dreaming believes in God. Plenty of agnostics, plenty of Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, everyone believes in the idea that there is something impacting the way things are assembled. And eventually, the conclusion is, maybe it's my consciousness. Maybe it's my will. They talk about the will of God. What about the will of man? What if man and God are really quite similar? Man being made of God. Man being an extension of God, an arm of God, a face of God, facet of God. So speed forward, and here you come to the idea that maybe I'm part of this process, assembling this world that's constantly being created in front of me. If that's really the case, how do I get better at it? How do I get better at it? And then there come these points in our life where we're faced with choices, decisions, big stuff. And we realize, I've been operating on autopilot for so long, doing what my parents said, my family said, my school, my teacher said, my boss said, my husband said, my wife said, all of these other people's expectations, and they're no more aware than me, just as ignorant, if not more so. So how do I open, awaken, cause an interrupt in this ongoing, continuous assembly? And finally say, I am this force of creation. So this is what flow dreaming teaches you. This is the philosophy of it. I'm powerful. I'm very, very powerful. But to hold power means I can't be in a place of fear. You know what happens to people who are in a place of fear when they hold power? They become dictators. They become crazy. They become the Stalins and the Pol Pots of the world. And in a much smaller way, we become the dictators and the fear mongers of our lives. We go small. We control. We get angry. We stay in frustration. Flow dreaming takes you out of this, takes you into a different universe where your power is freeing. Your power is in a dance with flow. You learn that trust is one of the greatest parts of your power. That's flow dreaming. And that's where I've come to. And this was a long introduction to today's topic, but I want to introduce for me kind of what this means. What this has done, how this has shaped my life, how this is shaping my students' lives. This month, I've begun opening the doors to Me School again. Me School, gosh, how do I describe this? You know, part of me, because I came from a lineage of intuitives, psychics, mediums, channels, part of me says Me School is mystery school. If you've never heard that term before, it refers to an ancient line of schools where, or teachings, where you have to be initiated, you have to be invited, you have to be selected, you have to be allowed in to learn a kind of secret knowledge. This secret knowledge, by the way, has been transferred through the ages, millennia, and it keeps up leveling the secret knowledge that the Masons or the Rosicrucians or going back even further to, you know, back through ancient cultures, through the Egyptians, through Babylon, right? There have been these mystery schools all through time. Shamanic schools, I could keep thinking of them. I should stop. They keep evolving. As human knowledge evolves, the mystery schools likewise evolve. So part of me wants to say Me School is a mystery school. But I don't believe in setting up barriers, doors that you have to cross through, that I have to say yes or no, you're good enough, you aren't, you've lived enough lives and you haven't to be invited in. I think that's nasty and small thinking. Instead, I find that the people who come to Me School create their own walls. They truly do. They create their own barriers that they have to jump through. It's their own mind. You are the student who knows you are right for the teacher. You are knowing that you are right for the next step. And here's kind of the sad truth. A lot of people can't get to that place in themselves. They stay in the feeling of, I'm still not deserving enough. I'm still not good enough. And I speculate, I think that's why the mystery schools through the ages have never been overflowing. Because most people don't apply. Or they get right to the door and they back out. I'm not good enough. I can't. I'm not ready. I can't fit it in with the rest of my life. Right? These are some of the modern things we tell ourselves. In other words, my students disqualify themselves by never applying. Meaning as a teacher, I don't even have to do the work. I know that whoever shows up has already made a jump. Something in themselves has said, I'm good enough. So what are you good enough for? Well, I was just talking about the way that you interact with the universe, this understanding, this yearning, this continuous desire to expand and belong. Let's think about that for a minute. When I'm on the phone talking with potential students for Me School, as I am right now, so it becomes really, really poignant, really real for me, you know, this month, next month, the months that I'm enrolling, letting people in, I get to be in hundreds of people's minds every 30 minutes. And being in that kind of situation is so eye-opening. It's really hard to describe. When I first started doing it, I used to be afraid, nervous. Gosh, is this going to overwhelm me? Can I stay myself? Gradually, I began to love it. I'm in love with the process now, by the way. I'm just in love with it because it gives me the opportunity to see these common denominators in everyone's minds, in all of our thinking. This is what Me School itself does for me as a teacher, right? When I first began, I thought, I think I know how to explain my evolution to a group of people. I wonder if they can understand it. I wonder if I can communicate it well enough that they can understand it. Every year that I've been doing this, every year that I've been teaching students, this is how you talk to the universe. This is where your strength is. This is how you make changes in your future that actually happen. This is how you not be afraid of those changes that you yourself asked for. Do you want joy? Why don't you believe you can have that? What's inside you that mistrusts? All of these questions, right, that we were noodling through. Every year, every group of students teaches me, here's how you make it more effective. Here's how you hit closer to the bone. Here's what happens commonly. Here is how, finally, you guide this group of people from point A to point B. You've taken them on a journey. You take them on the hero's journey. I don't know about you guys, but I've always loved books about the hero's journey, right? Carlos Castaneda, said anybody remember them? Him? Right now, I'm actually reading a book by Marion Zimmer Bradley. Is that right? Zimmerman Bradley. She wrote The Mists of Avalon, which I read many years ago. Turns out she's written more books. Took me a while to figure that out. I'm reading another one. It's another hero's journey. Hero wins journey, right? It talks a lot about goddess cults, matri, well, it's not matrilineal necessarily, but pre-Christian Europe, let's put it that way, and how people would focus on nature and life and birth and female energy, divine energy. It's a journey. This idea of the journey has always been with me. All of us are on this journey. And it's so easy to fall, to collapse really into the place of, how do I pay my mortgage? You know, how do I buy the grocery? How do I buy the medicine I need? How do I pay the car payment? And even if you're above perhaps that level, you've made it past, right? You fixed that one. Remember, on these journeys, we all go through these. There is no above and below. I'm better than you. You're worse than me. Because we've all done each piece of this, right? We've all done it. The difference is some of us linger longer in each piece, right? So I did the car payment journey. I did the mortgage journey. I did the food in my mouth journey, did that piece. Now I'm in another area, which is beautiful and wild and fascinating. So my thought in Me School, my thought is, can I take a group of people on their own hero's journey? Can I take them into this place where they begin to say, who am I? Why am I not making these bigger decisions in my life? Why do I go into fear? Why do I go into lack? When do I ever get over that? If I really believe I'm a piece of God, I'm a piece of source energy, if I really believe God loves me, why do I go into fear and lack all the time? Will I live my entire 80, 90, 100 years in that state? When will I ever stop and give myself the chance, the moment to wake up from that? Why don't I? So this is what happens the weeks when I'm talking to potential students. This is how they disqualify themselves. They say, I can't do that this year. I don't have the money. I can't do that this year. I'm already involved in XYZ school, another program, a certification. I can't do that. My spouse says, no, that won't be good for us as a family. I can't do that because I'm having a health issue come up. It's not time. Right? If you hear enough of these, what you start to hear is a common thread. A common thread that says, I'm scared. Scared. And I'm not ready. And there's these other big enough things in my life that I can hang my fear on to justify it. This is a hard conversation. If you're still listening, you know, congrats to you. It's a hard conversation, but I feel confident in expressing it. One, many of you know I'm in cancer this year. I was in a place of cancer, right? I could easily have said, my health tells me, pull back, go small, stop. How can you possibly help other people when you have your own healing journey to attend to? Summer. Stop what you're doing. Stop helping. Stop teaching. Come on. Quit these podcasts. Pull back. Could have said that. Could have said, this is expensive. Gosh, every time I grow flow dreaming, every time I pay for an hour on air with you guys, I'm investing in something. I could say, you know, stop doing that. Every time you do, it's a risk. Taking a risk. How do you know people will listen? How do you know they care? How do you know you're good enough? How do you know you're reaching them? Stop spending that money. Pull back. Right? I could use these same head trips every day, even now, with my so quote, quote, success. But I don't, because something I've learned, I can't afford to. I really can't. I don't want to live the next 40, 50, 60 years of my life feeling that I didn't push it. I didn't push the envelope. I didn't attempt the game on a bigger level. The game that I've always felt pulled towards, which is who I show up as is what my life gives me. That means every day, my number one goal, my number one priority is who am I showing up as? Am I confident? Am I fierce? Am I brave? Am I over myself enough that I can just show up and tell people what I think they need to hear and not worry if they hate me, if they don't want to hear it, if I'm pulling on their strings, if I'm pushing their buttons, if I'm triggering them? Yeah, that's how I want to live. And that means that every time I talk to a student who wants to come into me school, if I trigger them, I actually know I've touched something. I've reached something deep. I know then that they can be in the arc. They can expand from that point. That is the hardest thing for us to see. What should I be expanding from? It's the hardest thing. If I can touch it and find it and help someone see it, they know exactly where they can go from there. These become my students. These become a team of people who are now helping one another because they've all had this common awakening. They have this common goal. This means that it doesn't really matter what age you are, your skin color, where you live. These people are everywhere in the world. and some of them feel isolated and some of them feel connected, makes no difference. When you come together around this idea, this objective, I want to grow. I want to experience this arc of development, self-knowing, self-knowledge, because what I become is then what I manifest. And I say, yes, not only can I teach you to flow and flow dream and be in divine alignment all the time, but now you're not a small, frightened, skinny little piece floating along in that divine alignment. You're a big, beautiful, broad, expansive piece. What do you want? You will not be afraid to get it. Those become my Me School students. When we get back, really short little interruption, I'm going to tell you about the four kinds of people who come to this place, the four mind spaces, mindsets that people come in and talk to me in. Maybe you'll see yourself. All right, so stay with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey, it's summer again, and yes, we're on break, but I wanted to share some important stuff with you about the hugely amazing and gorgeous Me School of Flow. Right now, it's either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. This means that I'm accepting students that I work with personally over the year ahead. And I teach you to do what I do, how to think how I think, how to work with flow, manifest, create, and use the universe the way it's meant to be used. You're going to create amazing things using flow. You'll also open and expand your empathic intuition. After doing this for a number of years, I can tell you, Me Schoolers make strides and hit goals way beyond what they think they're going to be able to do going in, over and over. You don't have to be a superstar going in, because that's what we're going to turn you into once you get there. If you're ready to go big, if you know you need to deepen your spiritual practice and your personal growth, then this is where you need to be. Your life, after all, only grows as big as you do. So Me School is online. That means you'll connect with me from all over the world. What to do next? Click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com. You'll see an area that talks about Me School. During enrollment, you can set up a free 20-minute call with me. And during waitlist times, I invite you to send me a note telling me about your interest. Okay, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. So to continue on, and yes, we will be getting to calls soon, but I want to kind of go over with you the different points in your life that will lead people into personal growth and therefore into Me School. When I was putting together today's episode, as an aside here, my intention was to explain to you what we learn in Me School, what it's all about. I put out newsletters and blog posts about it, but every now and then I think it's good to put out a podcast letting you know. But then the show kind of evolved into something else, or it is evolving into something else, right? It's asking you to ask yourself, what am I ready for? How am I living? Where is my focus? So let's get back to who I speak to, who I've been speaking to all week, all corners of the globe. In fact, someone just enrolled yesterday from Saudi Arabia. That's a first time. We've had people enroll from Dubai, from India, Singapore, all through Northern Europe and Europe, through, of course, North America, Canada, US, lots and lots of you guys from Australia. I love you guys. Everywhere, you're going to find people who are on this path. So what am I looking for when I have a conversation with somebody who wants to be a Me School student? First thing is, you know, I'm thinking about what we do. Will they fit? Is it what they need? Doesn't make any sense for me to have students in my program who aren't getting their needs met, right? Doesn't make any sense. I need everyone to be getting their needs met. I need a flow. I need this beautiful energy traveling through everyone. So if something is not right for someone, I like to look for that, see it, sense it right away, and say, find someplace else. It's for both of our goods. In Me School, I help people to clear their emotions, right? To clear them, see them, awaken them, feel them, trust them. So many of us are emotionally shut down, right? We learn somewhere along the way that that was the safe route. We have to protect ourselves that way. Feel less and you'll get by better. That is wrong. It's wrong. Because you know what it leads to? It leads to a deadening, leads to depression, leads to constant lack thinking. I help people, as I've just mentioned earlier, to get over themselves. Really, a lot of what holds you back in your life is your fear of what will people think? What if they don't like that? What if I'm not good enough? All of these questions are you not being able to just be that true, gosh, divine being that you are. I mean, think about it. What if Jesus and all of his apostles could not get over themselves and they had to keep it all quiet and secret because they were afraid of what other people would say? What would they think of us? We're in this crazy seeming cult to the Romans. What if they were all like that? They couldn't get over themselves. That's an essential part of things. Being able to say, I love myself down to the tips of my toes. But I can let go and not worry about myself. Not worry about what other people think. Not worry if I look like a failure. Not worry. I'm beyond that. That's what I mean. That's what we teach. That's what you get. We get really, really real. Really real. This is what I'm coming to the table with. If you're manifesting, you've got to know what you're showing up with. What tools are in your pocket right now? It'd be like if you were an artist. What do you have? Do you have paints on you? Do you have pastels? How about some pencils? Anything? Do you have anything? Right? What you've currently got is what you can currently sketch with. If you're here to learn how to sketch the energies of the universe, to be a powerful creator, you need to know what you're working with. Because it'll explain so well about where you are in your current life. If you have done incredibly well, let's look at this idea. Let's say you've got $100,000 a year coming in. Maybe you run at your own company or you're very well employed. Yet you're still at this point where you're saying, there's more, there's more, there's more. How do I get there? Who is at this level who can show me? Right? You're saying, I have a set of watercolors. I've painted everything I possibly could with them. Does this mean that you're complete as an artist? No. As an artist of life? No. Because a part of you knows there's more. Who can teach me oil painting? Who can teach me flow painting? Who can teach me how to communicate with the universe in my life? To be that bigger person, to grow into that space. So next year I can do twice as well. Believe me, it's kind of a hard thing for people who are already very successful. Finding other people who are more successful than you, who can teach you and give you those additional tools and skill set. It can feel not easy. If you're in alignment, it is easy. That's what flow dreaming teaches you how to be. Let's see here. Oh, right. I was going to mention the four kinds of places that I find most people are in when they decide it's time to really take hold of my life. It's time to grow. This is my number one, right? This is, I've done everything everybody else has told me. I did all the quote unquote regular routine stuff of life. I got a job. I bought a car. I got married. I had kids. I got a divorce. I did everything. What? You know what? What else is there? Feels like there's more. So I talk to a lot of people who are in some kind of transition. Transition. They have just gotten a divorce. They just moved out on their girlfriend. They've realized their kids, for instance, are graduating, leaving for college. and they're looking at this wide open blank field of life ahead of them. It's someone who told me actually this week, she's a new student in May school, I'm retiring after 30 years at this job. I don't know what to do next with my life. My old life is still defining me, and I can't bring that into my future. The transition may be I'm thinking about quitting this career, but I'm really afraid. What will happen if I let go of it? Because I know what will happen if I stay. These are huge transitions. My transition from being a healthy woman in her 40s to someone who now has cancer or had cancer. Transition. This is where you open up to something bigger and you realize, they didn't teach me this in high school. My parents didn't show me this. In fact, my family probably just taught me how to get by. And they gave me good advice. Get a good job. You'll get by. You'll earn enough money. You'll get by. Who has taught you something bigger? What do you do when you're in transition? How do you recreate? How do you define a whole new era of your life? Who gives you the support for that? Can you find a team for that? Are there Olympic teams for life? Well, I don't know, but there are now. That's why I made Me School. I also work with people who are stuck. And this becomes another group of people who call, how do I get in Me School? I'm stuck. Say, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be? What's your big dream? I don't know. I don't have one. And I'm starting to feel like that's my problem. Right? Being stuck. That's someone who would love transition if they could actually have one. But they can't. Because at some point in their life, something got shut down. Something stalled out. And they've woken up to this idea. There's a sneaking suspicion. Oh, yeah, maybe I had something to do with that. Maybe I'm holding on to something. Maybe I'm still continuing to manifest that and create that because it's still in me. If it's still in me, it means I can still pull it out of me. I can still jump over it. And this is where I bring in students and I say, let's learn that you can be anything. Let's learn what you're afraid of. Let's learn what the reins are that stopped you, that pulled you back, and why you stalled out, so that you will have the choice going forward if you ever want that to be part of your life again. Sometimes we want to just kind of slow down and linger and enjoy something we've made. But that's very different than, I don't know what I want. I don't know where I'm going. Everything around me is blah. My marriage, my job. How about the next kind of student? Pretend I'm getting 4 phone calls in a row here. Oh, as an aside, you're like probably wondering, what do you mean phone calls? How do I reach you? All right. If you're listening and it is in fact during the enrollment period, because I recognize many of you listen on podcasts to older episodes. I open times in the year when you can call me and I'll talk with you directly. Are you a fit? Are you not? Do you want this? Will you commit to it? You know, will you financially commit to it? Will you mentally commit to it? Right? We work through all of these things I'm talking about. It's easy. You just go to the website, flowdreaming.com, F like Frank, L-O-W, dreaming.com. And there'll be something there, I'm sure, that says Me School. Just click on that. If times are open to talk to me, you'll see a calendar. You'll be able to make appointments. If the times aren't open, there'll be a little screen that says put in your email and I'll put you on my wait list so that when we open Me School again for the next group, you'll be the first to know and I'll get a hold of you first. Simple. Okay. So what happens is then I start taking calls. So for instance, I'll do 3 hours in the mornings. I'll set aside all week just to talk to potential students. That's what I'm referring to right now. Okay. The next kind of student. These are people who call me because they're in a place of healing, right? They've done the transition. Or they're getting ready to maybe go big, to expand. They have a dream. But they keep feeling like there's something in me that keeps popping up. It's a pattern. It's a wall. I keep getting to a certain point and then I break and I fall, right? I go into burnout, or I go into fear, or I start making really stupid decisions and lose all my cash. And it's very clear, hey, you need to do some healing. You're trying to push forward over ground that is bumpy, uneven, and broken. We heal as we grow. So come to Me School and you can heal. You can heal. You'll learn the techniques that will guide you to heal, that will help you so that when you do get to the point where you want to build, you're building on something that is so solid and so firm. Right? And this healing is something, frankly, that almost all of my students go through. Right? We all have debris from our past. You know, it's the feeling that says, I don't want to get another job. My last job was so crappy. I don't want to put myself in that again. Really? That needs healing, because I bet you you're going to be doing something with your life for 8 hours a day for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Don't you want to heal that so that you get a job you absolutely love, adore? Relationships. Every guy just doesn't work out. He seems great and he disappears. What's going on? I don't know. There must be something wrong with me. Relationships are the hard thing in my life. Did you hear that? That's what you just manifested. Relationships are the hard thing in my life. As long as you hold that belief, that's what your flow will say. Okay, make sure her relationships stay really hard. Let's heal that. Let's move on. And here, the last thing, right? Four groups of students all mingling together. It's kind of beautiful, honestly. These are the students who are ready to go big, right? Go big is my terminology, meaning I'm ready to find out what I can do. I'm still scared. I still feel unprepared. I still wonder if I shouldn't be, quote unquote, on my training wheels longer, but I'm also waking up the idea that I'm 40, I'm 50, and whatever. And when do I ever get to take these damn training wheels off? Right? Going big is the realization that they've already been off. They've been off for 20 years. You've just been playing around in the kitty box all that time because you've been afraid. You've been ready, but afraid. And these people come to me because they say, I've used up all of my tools. Maybe I have been successful to a degree, but I really want to be successful now. I want it. I don't want to reach the frontier where I slow and stop, and then I got comfortable, and then things fell apart, or I got bored, or I felt stuck, or I started to just feel dissatisfied. I want to go beyond that. Help me. How do I do that? Because most people, frankly, are still just trying to get secure. I'm secure. What do I do with it now that I'm there? Because again, everything I've been taught and shown in my life, I've maxed out. If I keep doing that, I'll burn out. Show me a new way. So that becomes the four groups of people who, generally speaking, go into self-growth, who go into Me School, who say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I hope this has helped you guys, right? Maybe you're thinking about Me School, maybe you're not. But if you recognize yourself as one of these people, it's worth a shot to find out if, in fact, this is your next step. Many of you have been listening to this show, this podcast, for months, years. When things come in your life and they stay, and they continue to just kind of circle around you, be present, be there, even be that app on your phone that you forgot to open for 3 months and suddenly remembered to open again. This is your life. Your life is signaling you. Your life is telling you. It's trying to push through wherever it can and say, this is next. This is next. This is next. Usually it's us, we who are afraid to say, you're right. Right? We go safe. What we feel is safe instead of going big. So there you go. A little kind of stream of consciousness on the Nature of Me School kind of at a deeper level. I didn't talk about what you get or what we do or what the classes are about. This is about the people who are ready for it, the signs they see and feel in themselves, the signs that you see and feel in yourself to know that it's just time for you to make a big shift. It's time to go. Green light on. It always feels scary. You think those guys, when they press the green buttons that shoot off the, you know, the shuttles into space, you don't think they don't feel fear when they do that? They do. Doesn't matter. It's green light time. The fear is part of that. It's the best possible fear you can have in the world. All right. We're going to go to a quick break. When we get back, I have your calls to take. I love it. I see some calls up there. I'm going to look at you and your life. If we have time, we'll do a flow dream. If not, we'll hold that one over until next week when we'll be back. So stay with me for more flow dreaming right after this very quick break. Here we are on a quick break, and I have a few suggestions for you. First of all, if you're wondering how to flow dream or what flow dreaming really is, I have a free gift bag of downloads for you on my website right now. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email. That's it. You'll get the downloads right then, instantly. And they're a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream. And I give you a free flow dream to start with. This saves me from reteaching the basics over and over again on this show. And it gives you the first step toward a freaking awesome life. You're going to find these downloads on my homepage right now. So pop in your email and I'll send them right over to you. Next, my manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com is what underwrites this entire show. It brings it to you free every week, and it has for the last 10 years, which is saying quite a lot. And what's there? Amazing playlists on all kinds of topics, MP3s, flow dreams that end fear, that get you unstuck, that can get you to your perfect career, that can get you out of debt, help you find your soulmate, so much more. These playlists are incredibly powerful, highly effective. My inbox is full every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who've received eye-popping bonuses, who've reduced massive amounts of pain or healed themselves in so many different ways. So please go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to pick up and start using to change your life with. Okay, back to the program. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. So we're shifting gears a little bit. I know the first part of the show was kind of intense. When I broadcast this program live, there's a reason I broadcast it live and not just as a pre-recorded sort of podcasty thing. It's because it gives you the opportunity to call in, talk to me, see if I make sense to you, see if flow makes sense to you. And it offers all of us the chance to kind of learn through other people's lives and situations, right? That's the point. We're sharing. No, everyone who calls, they're doing so anonymously. And I'm hoping that the answers and the guidance and the direction that I give them resonates to all of you, really, at some point or another. So what I do when I take calls is I will either look in someone's flow and say, hey, this is where you're heading. This is what I'm feeling. This is what you should do next because it feels right, right? I'm looking and I'm guiding, I'm manifesting with them. Or I'm looking at them and reading their energy, reading their flow, and perhaps reading someone else for them. You know, that significant other, the daughter, the husband, whomever, and helping them understand this is what's really going on deeper in the energies. Now that you have that information, let's make some fabulous and fantastic changes. So, and those are just frankly two of the things you can do with flow once you start to really learn how to use this energy in your life. All righty, let's start with Catherine. Hey, Catherine, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, how are you? Have we spoken before, first of all?
A while ago, maybe a year ago.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well then I probably won't remember, but maybe jog my memory. If I get in the flow with you, a lot of stuff just pops right back up again. So what's going on?
I moved almost a year ago, and I have been out and about. I'm definitely not a homebody, so I have been active in exploring my area and going out and doing things mainly by myself, but I'm not an introvert generally. I'm pretty extroverted. And now I'm just kind of in this weird zone of, like, I'm used to it. Now I'm almost used to doing things by myself. And I would rather not. I'd rather find a group of friends or do it.
All right, Catherine, I'm gonna hold you right there because your phone is going in and out, like, quiet and loud and quiet and loud. I think I caught it. You've moved and you have gotten used to the fact that you go to movies alone and you go to restaurants alone and, you're feeling like, come on, there's gotta be some community around here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. And you recognize it and you're starting to wonder, what is it that's going on inside me that's causing me to be such a solo flyer, right? Yeah. As I call them, right? I did a show on that recently, last week, I think, solo flyer. What I feel is that, yes, you've had a long kind of eye opening. I love myself. I enjoy my company. I've had so much experience of this recently that quote unquote lesson has really come home to me. And it's been a good thing. I feel very comfortable with myself now. Right? So there has been a deepening of your connection to yourself that's resulted. Very good thing. But now that you're coming to the end of that, your feelings are shifting instead toward, shouldn't someone be sitting in front of me? Shouldn't they be sitting beside me? It would be so nice to be able to interact and share my thoughts and kind of ping pong back and forth. And, you know, the longer that I feel that I'm not having those people beside me, the more that I might begin to feel, is there something wrong with me? Is there a reason that I'm alone? Do people not like what they see? I don't want to feel that. I'm afraid to feel that. I'm afraid that I don't want that to be true. So I'm starting to feel very tense and kind of concerned. So what do we do about this now that I've identified it? Quiz, pop quiz. How would you flow dream differently?
That everybody is around me. Like people want me. I'm open to people. It'll be easy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm valuable.
Mm.
I'm lovable. I'm a great friend. I easily sync up with and get in touch with people who think and feel like me. I have a large and beautiful support system around me. There's nothing wrong with me. Everything is right with me and getting more right every day. When I go out alone, I'm going out with the opportunity, the invitation to other people. Everywhere I go is an invitation. And when someone says something, even casually, hey, you know, I like the same book you're reading. Oh, yeah? Do you like the coffee they serve here? Yeah, I've been coming here a few years. Oh, yeah, me too. It's funny. I haven't seen you around. When are you usually here? I'm usually here on Mondays. How about you? Well, Wednesdays. Huh. You know, what do you do for a living, right? And everything just kind of naturally just flows out of that.
Right.
This is the feeling that you begin cultivating whenever you go out.
Okay.
I am a natural magnet for other like-minded people. Flo, I'm ready for the next step. I've learned to love my own company, but before this goes sour and I start to worry if I'm good enough and all that other stuff comes up, start sending people my way who I can connect with. Because my next area of growth is to grow my tribe, grow my community. Right now, you can't just say this. I know I'm saying it because I'm on air, right?
Yeah.
I have to use words. If I wasn't speaking, I would just be feeling this with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can you close your eyes and feel this for a second? Just feel it. Right? Catherine rocks. Everybody wants to be around her because they love her. They like her. She's a great friend. She's pretty cool. She's interesting. She's fascinating. She's fun to be with. She can keep your secrets for you. Do you feel how your heart kind of opens and leaps up like a little bird flying excitedly around its cage?
Yeah, that, I see like a bonfire, or like people around, you know, celebrating.
Yes. Yes, and they're celebrating their community, of which you are part, because you belong. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with that feeling.
Great.
I belong.
Thank you very much.
I belong.
Did you feel, I felt it? Did you feel a
shift? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do. Right? So you're going out now with a sense of belonging. Even if you're solo, you're still belonging.
Got it. This
is the energy that other people around you who also want to belong or who are belonging will align to. They'll recognize it. Right? You don't even have to speak it. It'll just be there. Okay?
All right.
Thank you. My darling.
Okay.
Lots of love.
Right.
You and your 50,000 fabulous friends. Bye.
I am.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So that was a real quick correction. You know, in her. Let's see. I wonder if I could do something really fast. How about Cynthia? Maybe we could help you really, really quick. Are you still there? Cynthia. Oh, nope. Not there. Okay.
Hi,
well.
Hello.
Oh, you are.
No, it's not Cynthia. Actually, I just called.
Oh, you did? Who are you?
My name is Megan.
Megan. All right. Surprise, Megan. What do you need?
I had a few questions on a person that's in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like just in and out. It's been going on for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem to want to leave me alone, but it hasn't gotten anywhere as far as a relationship.
Oh, yeah, one of those. I have only a couple of minutes. So I tell you what, Megan, give me his name and where he lives. First name is fine.
Justin, and he lives in Redondo Beach.
Justin Redondo Beach. All right. So he's an in-and-out boyfriend, correct?
Well, he's not a boyfriend because we only dated 9 years ago.
Okay.
We literally dated for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And,
But he's still staying in touch. He's still not fully sure.
Yeah.
I'm already there with him. I got to be fast inside because otherwise my producer is going to take me off air in the middle of my sentence. Justin, why is Megan still part of your life? Why the in and out? Why are you here and there and back and forth? You know, you give him a degree of security. You're kind of comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You're comfortable. And I think that irritates you. You don't want to be like a comfortable old bathroom slipper. But that's how he kind of feels. You're a woman that he was attached to, he cared about. He just doesn't seem to think that it's possible to do that again. His mind, his eyes, I can see his eyes always drifting off toward other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you represent this circle of comfortable familiarity in his life that he likes and he needs. If you want more, you risk, and this is your issue, you don't want to risk things so that you're completely cut out all the way. You're afraid if you say, I don't want to be just comfortable, I want more, it'll come to a decision point and he'll go. So in a way, this is how you have been sort of allowing this to continue on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been saying, I'm afraid of the answer.
Well, he doesn't give an answer when I ask.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he
not giving.
Says, I don't know. That's all
that's,
he says.
I know. That's the answer, though. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know is a no.
Yeah.
Especially after this many years. So I would really encourage you, don't allow your energies to be hostage, no matter how amazing he seems or feels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You need to start getting some contrast of other men who can show you, I'm just as amazing, and I'm actually available.
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself have that opportunity. Let yourself have that option. Let yourself experience that he can be eclipsed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That will feel scary. It's exciting and scary at the same time. Because then you will make the decision. All right, my dear. So that's the best I can do in 1 minute. My love to you. Good luck. I'm glad you snuck in. All right. And my love to all of you. So if today resonated with you, I would love to work with you all year, right? That's what Me School is. We talk like this every 2 weeks, all year, in a much different format, filled with learning, filled with growth and possibilities. So until next week. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.